Hi everybody. So I'm going to be uploading this both on my Patreon, check it out, it's pretty cool, and on my normal subreddit and community page on Reddit. And so first of all, I hope everybody's doing well, and I'm just here giving a little quick celebration for almost 700 followers, which is batshit in fucking sane to me. I have a bad mouth. I'm very sorry if you're offended by F words. I woke up my dog. But anyways, I just want to thank everybody and have a quick little, you know, fireside chat real quick. I barely know what that means. I think I kind of know what that means, but whatever. And just say thank you. This quarantine has gotten me feeling all types of ways. And it's a strange time for everybody. And I hope everybody's doing okay. Some people, myself included, don't really have a job. My job closed indefinitely. I work in retail and I also freelance, but that is a shaky front for me as well. And I'm lucky to be in a position with my family who are helping me out while I just try to stay as sane as possible. And I'm using this time with the very insanely limited amount of privacy that I have to create more content and try to get to know all of you better. And I hope everybody's doing the same. You know, I recently suffered a family loss. Not really family loss, but a family friend loss because of the recent events, which sucks. And luckily my loved ones are okay. I even was sick and I was terrified. I was like, am I gonna fucking die? But I'm good. Everybody's good. We're all safe, happy. Except we're on lockdown, but whatever. But yeah, so it got me thinking a lot, and I'm just very, very thankful for what I've been able to do and the amount of support I've received from doing this. I have been a longtime listener of GWA, and fell in love with certain people such as British Filth, aka Spurious UK and stuff. He was my first favorite, and then I got into Bourbon Neat. Oh god, how I miss that man. Every day I miss him. And so many other people, like even Hank, who I listen to this day. And I'm on his Patreon. Hank, love you, man. He's insanely incredible at what he does. And I was like, let me do this myself. And the reason why I decided to do this myself was because I do it in my own personal time for my own personal reasons, for my own personal people and stuff like that, you know. And I figured, let me try to do this for no other reason than just to do it. Just, it's nice to have that validation. And also because as a queer woman, especially a queer woman of color, somebody who has their own turn-ons, turn-offs, and all that other stuff, I realize, and it doesn't go for all creators, but for some of what I heard, it sounded like it was more for a different audience than what I needed. I wanted something authentic. And that's not to say there's not any queer creators who don't do it explicitly for other queer people and nobody else and are queer and do it in their daily lives. But for me, I wanted something truly authentic. And basically just ticking off the boxes of what I found hot and sexy, which is strap-ons and punk girls and other stuff. And I don't know exactly what it was, but it seemed like what I did resonated with people. And it's the same thing with everything that I did. And I noticed when I do stuff that's a little bit outside of my comfort zone, I get less engagement. But I find when I do stuff that I just want to do, that just comes right out of my mouth and just does whatever, I get a good response from people of all genders, regardless of the content that I make. And that's really beautiful for me to hear, and I thank everybody for that. Like, some of these people might be listening to this right now. I received this, I forgot what audio was for, but I received a voice message from a woman who had the sexiest voice. Holy shit. And she basically said how she has been off of GWA for over a year because she couldn't find anything that she liked. Because it seemed like a lot of the stuff was more geared toward the male gaze, even though it was marketed as F for F. Which, do whatever you want, because we need to get those listens up. Get your coin, get whatever you want to do. But for her, she had a gripe with that. She told me, and when I listened to you, it was the first time in a long time that something on GWA made me come. I had another person who, based on their post history, and they told me once, they're like, I've been going through things right now. I just divorced my husband, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I've never been with a woman before, but I love your stuff, and it makes me feel heard. And then I saw a post from her, a comment from like a couple weeks ago. She found a girlfriend. She found a girlfriend. And they listened to me together. And then they fuck each other after listening to me. When I uploaded the Chubby Guy Appreciation, I had guys saying this shit made me nearly cry. And it goes to show how incredible some of you are and how amazing some of you are, all of you, basically. And how, I guess, my earnestness comes across very well in what I do. Because I rarely, if ever, even get intrusive messages or anything like that. I get such kind comments and messages and everything. And I was very worried when I first started doing this that it would put me in some sort of position, because you have to deal with that as a woman, unfortunately, where you're worried about your safety and everything like that. And I was worried that I was going to be subjected to some gross violating stuff from people and gross messages and everything. But people have been so respectful and so thankful. And I can't help but be thankful as well. And I even have people who are disabled that listen to me, and they find ways to come listening to me, which is hard for them. Or I have people who've had self-esteem issues and they're like, this is great. Or people who are still figuring out their sexuality, or even just people who just want to get off, that's fine too. But the fact that there are so many people who have such an emotional connection and love what I do is amazing. And whether I barely make money off of this, nor do I care really, but I thank the people who financially support me, all 6 of my fucking awesome Patreon subscribers. You know who you are. I love you guys. For the people who listen to my free work, for this one guy who asked me for a commission, which is super awesome. Like, for everybody who's supported me and sent me these kind messages, you'd have no idea how happy it makes me to read these things. And I'm glad I get to get into your personal lives, whether it's my audios joining you and your partners in the bedroom, or me helping you discover a new side of yourself, or me help getting you to laugh or letting you get off or anything. I feel like it's a lot more than that. Some of you might feel otherwise, but for me, like, it's something that I didn't realize until I started, but sex work, which is how I consider this, it really does help people in so many different ways. And I have received offers from various companies and stuff who have said the same things, where they listen to me and they're surprised as to how honest I sound. And one thing that I guarantee is I don't make or record anything that I don't like myself. Except for a few things. And even then, I make sure I'm within my comfort zones. You all respect that. And you all still love it. So I'm going to continue to do that. I'm not going to be no sellout or anything. And I really thank all of you for supporting your old girl during this time, especially in troubling times like this. But we'll all get through it. We're going to survive. I hope you all stay safe. Again, thank you all for supporting me, whether it's on Patreon, my subreddit, or whatever, really. As always, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, requests, anything, if you're not already on my Patreon, come support. You also get to see pictures of my butt, not my face, which is why I think some people have canceled it, because they're like, I thought I was going to see some face. Sorry, bros, but you're not. Just some very tasteful panty pics, and sometimes you see some bras, too. Titties under bras. I cannot fucking talk today. Maybe you'll see a titty one day. I don't even know Patreon's rules on that. We'll figure that out. But check that out. I'm going to be uploading more now that I'm under quarantine. Or if you just want to support me on my subreddit, I have several different pinned threads. I have polls and stuff. Or shoot me over a message. I don't reply to people who just want to say sup, want to see my penis and stuff like that. But if you genuinely have questions or you want to commission me or anything, feel free to do that. Or shoot me over an email at my name, oralcandy9898. So oralcandy98@gmail.com. Or DM me. It's just a lot easier. But thank you, everybody. And hopefully we get through this. And I want to know how all of you are doing. So if you hear this, comment below how you're holding up. My Patreon subscribers already have heard me ask this many times because I'm very worried about you all. And yeah. So thank you for listening to me emotionally rant about some stuff. But I truly thank you all. And safe quarantine. And bless you guys. Thank you. Bye.